You are listening to Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaah.
میرے پیارے نبی ہے وجہ تخلیق جہاں لوگوں زمانے بھر میں ان جیسا بھلا آیا کہاں لوگوں ذبیح اللہ اسماعیل کے عالی نسب سے ہے وہی مشہور صادق اور امی جیسے لقب سے ہیں گھرانوں میں گھرانہ ان کا دنیا بھر میں ہے جس کے پاس دل ان سے محبت کرنے والا ہے بنو ہاشم کی قسمت کے ستارے جگمگا اٹھے کہ عبد المطلب خادم بنے ہیں کعبۃ اللہ کے یہودی عالموں نے ان کو خوشخبری سنائی تھی نبوت کی گواہی دی بہت سے راہبوں نے دی خدا لم یزل نے ان کو زمزم سے نوازا تھا اور اس پر ان کا ایک بیٹے کی قربانی کا وعدہ تھا جو قربانی کا قرآن نکلا عبد اللہ کا نام آیا قریشی خاندانوں کا یہاں پر دل تڑپ اٹھا دیا یہ مشورہ خیبر کے عرافان شیبا کو کہ تم اونٹوں کی صورت اس جوان کا خون بہا دے دو سو اس دن وادی مکہ کے ہر گھر میں خوشی پھیلی گلے مل کر وہب نے ان کی پیشانی بھی پھر چومی وہب مکہ کے ایک کنبے بنی زہرا کے والی تھے سو عبداللہ کی شادی تھے ہوئی پھر ان کی بیٹی سے سب اس حسن مجسم کا بڑا اعزاز کرتے تھے تو عبد المطلب قسمت پہ اپنی ناز کرتے تھے بلا کا حسن تھا اور نور چہرے پر آیا ان کے یوں شیدا تھے عرب کے بوڑھے بچے اور جوان ان کے حسیما تھے بیک نورے نبوت جگمگاتا تھا قیامت تک کی خیروں برکتوں کا اس سے ناتا تھا عرب کی عورتیں اس نور کی طالب رہی کتنی پر اس سے آمنہ بی بی کی قسمت خوب تر چمکی تجارت کی غرض سے چل دیے عبد اللہ سوئے شام ادھر بی بی کے پہلو میں بڑھا اللہ کا انعام بہار آمنہ بی بی کا ہر دم دم بھرا کرتی اور ان کا لمس پا کر خود خوش قسمت کہا کرتی ادھر قسمت کو تھا منظور حضرت آمنہ کا دکھ نہ پھر وہ دیکھ پائیں اپنے عبداللہ کا پیارا مکھ تجارت کے سفر سے واپسی پر ہو گئے بیمار مدینہ میں قضا سے ہو نہ پائے بر سرے پیکار ادھر غم دین بی بی آمنہ کی بھر گئی جھولی غموں کو ڈھک دیا جس نے خوشی وہ ہر طرف پھیلی سکون عالم کل کا ہوا ساما.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اہلن و سہلن و مرحبن بکم اینڈ ویلکم ٹو دا ٹیوزڈے ایڈیشن آف دا مڈ ڈے شو وتھ مائی سیلف برادر سلیمان اسب ایوری منڈے ٹو تھرزڈے بٹوین 12 اینڈ 1 پی ایم انشاء اللہ. بٹ فار دا ٹائم دیٹ اور بلاوڈ مولانا زاہد خان از آن لیو وی گون بی جسٹ ڈوئنگ دا ریسیپی سیگمنٹ انشاء اللہ. سو اٹس گون بی فرام 12 ٹو 12:30 انشاء اللہ. بٹ اف یو ہیو اینی ریسیپیز دیٹ یو لائک ٹو شیئر ود اس You can send it through on the numbers 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Today being the 8th of Jumad al-Akhirah 1446, corresponding to the 10th of December 2024. Our first recipe that comes in from Sister Shaida, and this is for a sweet and spicy sticky chops. Sweet and spicy sticky chops. So you're going to need 1 kilo of chops. 1 kilo of chops. One teaspoon of salt. One teaspoon of salt. One teaspoon of pepper. One teaspoon of pepper. One teaspoon of lemon pepper. One teaspoon of lemon pepper. One teaspoon of garlic flakes. 1 teaspoon of garlic flakes. 1 teaspoon of barbecue spice. 1 teaspoon of barbecue spice. 1/4 cup of Mrs. Ball's chutney. 1/4 cup of Mrs. Ball's chutney. 1 tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce. 1 tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce. 1 tablespoon of honey. 1 tablespoon of honey. 3 tablespoons of brown sugar. 3 tablespoons of brown sugar. 1/2 lemon. You're going to need the juice of 1/2 lemon. You're going to need the juice of 1/2 lemon. You're going to use green masala according to the taste. Green masala according to the taste. You're going to marinate the chops in the above. You're going to marinate the chops in the above. You're going to cook on a stove top. You're going to cook on a stove top until done. And then you're going to grill in the oven until browned. Cook on a stove top until it's done. Then grill in the oven until it's browned. Alternatively, these could be grilled on a braai. On a braai stand. Either way, whichever way you want to do it, you may do so, whichever is your preference. If you're having a braai on that particular day, then you can just use this recipe to make the spicy and sweet sticky chops. We say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Shaida for sending in that recipe. And speaking of braais, you can add in a little salad to it, right? So we're going to use, or we're going to read out the salad that was sent in by Sister Shaida as well. So you're going to need your ingredients, and that is a pasta of your choice, boiled and kept aside. Your pasta of choice, boiled and kept aside. You're going to need mushrooms that are sliced. Mushrooms that are sliced. Red peppers cubed. Red pepper cubed. Red pepper cubed. Then you're going to need frozen corn. Doesn't say what quantity, but you're going to need some frozen corn. Then you're going to need julienned carrots. I don't know if it's another name for baby carrots, but we're going to use those carrots, right? Then you're going to need some aromat. You will need some aromat. Thereafter, you're going to need some pepper, garlic, green chilies, and mayonnaise. Peppers, garlic, green chilies, and mayonnaise. Then you're gonna stir fry the veg separately with the spices. Stir fry vegetables separately with the spices. Then you're gonna add it to boiled pasta. You're gonna add it to the boiled pasta. And then you're gonna toss with the mayonnaise. You're going to toss with the mayonnaise, and there you're going to have your pasta salad. We say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Shahida for sending in that pasta recipe. Our next recipe comes in from the Cook Sister blog. The Cook Sister blog, and this is for Vada Pav. Vada Pav. I think we've done this here before, Vada Pav. But nonetheless, 3 cups of boiled mashed potatoes. 3 cups of boiled mashed potatoes. 2 teaspoons of ground green chilies. 2 teaspoons of ground green chilies. 2 full teaspoons of ginger and garlic. 2 full teaspoons of ginger and garlic. 1 teaspoon of mustard seeds. 1 teaspoon of mustard seeds. 1/2 teaspoon of hing. 1/2 teaspoon of hing. 8 curry leaves chopped fine. 8 curry leaves chopped fine. 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric. 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric. 1/4 cup of oil. 1/4 cup of oil. 3/4 cup of gram flour. 3/4 cup of gram flour, 1 pinch of turmeric flour, 1 pinch of turmeric flour, 1 pinch of turmeric powder, 1 good pinch of baking soda, 1 good pinch of baking soda, 1 teaspoon of oil, 1 teaspoon of oil, salt to taste, and 1/3 cup water. Then for your chutney, you're going to need 1 bunch of coriander leaves, 1 bunch of coriander leaves, 1 small bunch of dhania, small bunch of dhania, 1 teaspoon of green chilies, ground green chilies, 1 teaspoon of ground green chilies, 1/2 lemon, juice of 1/2 lemon, 1 teaspoon of ginger and garlic, 1 teaspoon of ginger and garlic, 1 teaspoon of ginger and garlic, a handful of raw nuts, peanuts, a handful of raw peanuts. You're going to use salt if you need and as you need. Salt as needed. And water as needed. Step one, you're going to wash the potatoes and put it to boil with a jacket. You're going to wash the potatoes and put it to boil with a jacket. Once the potatoes are tender, you're going to drain, peel and mash. In a non-stick frying pan, heat the oil and add in mustard seeds. As we were discussing our recipe, step one, you're going to wash the potatoes and put it to boil with a jacket. Once the potatoes are tender, drain, peel, and mash in a non-stick frying pan. Then you're going to heat the oil and add in mustard seeds. When it starts to splatter, add in a little hing. Add in a little hing, ginger and garlic, green chilies, curry leaves and salt. Fry for a minute or two, and throw over potatoes. Mix the potatoes till it's nicely combined. And form into balls and keep aside. Then step two, you're going to add in all the batters. Ingredients into a dish or mixing bowl. Whisk till a smooth batter is formed. Dip the potato into a batter. Dip the potato ball into the batter and fry in hot oil. Then you're going to serve immediately in the buns topped with the peanut butter chutney. Or any chutney of your choice. And that was the recipe for the vada pav. And we say Jazakallah Khairan to the Cooking Sister blog. And that is the end of our show. We say Jazakallah Khairan to the listeners who sent in your recipes. And from the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isup, fi amanillah, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.